The Lowell Green Podcast is brought to you by Scheel Furniture and Appliances in Pakenham. See Scheels.ca.
How does the idea of Chrystia Freeland as Prime Minister strike you? What do you think? Chrystia Freeland, our Deputy Prime Minister, Finance Minister, increasingly spokesperson for the government, and perhaps our next Prime Minister. We've never discussed her before. It's probably time, because increasingly, it's Chrystia Freeland who's running the country, it seems to me, along with Gerald Butts. What is your personal assessment of Freeland? Do you find her good, bad, indifferent, competent, incompetent, personable, not personable? What do you think? What kind of Prime Minister do you think Chrystia Freeland would make? The reason I ask is that there is growing speculation that Trudeau is going to step down before the next election, leaving Freeland as the most likely leader of the Liberal Party, and in an election would stand a good chance of winning and thus becoming Prime Minister. So how does the idea of Chrystia Freeland as Prime Minister strike you? Approve? Couldn't care less? Can live with it? Can't live with it? In all probability, Pierre Poilievre will lead the Conservative Party. How do you think he would do in a battle with Chrystia Freeland? And as a kind of side issue, have any of you ever heard Chrystia Freeland actually answering a question from the opposition? Certainly learned that old dodge the question game from the Prime Minister. Learned that very well. And this question: how does a Chrystia Freeland Jagmeet Singh government sound to you? Because that's probably what we would see if she beats Poilievre. Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland, second in command Jagmeet Singh. Whee! What do you think? Would they do a good job? Is Freeland smart enough, honest enough, competent enough to run the country? Chrystia Freeland, in 10 words or less, what do you think of her as a person, finance minister, and as prime minister? Pretty good chance that she will be our next prime minister. What do you think? Folks, think I'm out to lunch on this one. John, tell people once again how they get in touch with me.
All right. Lowell's Facebook, that'll be The Lowell Green, my Facebook, Milkman Show, or the Blast the Radio Facebook page. You can also connect via twitch.tv/blasttheradio. We are the first radio station streaming, licensed on Twitch, by the way. Also on youtube.com/blasttheradio. And, of course, you can text in or call 613-413-2217. The first text in Lowell reads as follows. No, 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 no.
I gather they mean no.
I think they mean no. Over to Facebook, Tina Marie says, the vibe I get from her is she's faking it till she makes it. She doesn't seem sincere to me, like she's trying too hard to understand the average person. Craig says, JT's going to take a walk in a winter storm just like his old man and leave Freeland in charge. Oh, my God. Bring on Pierre Poilievre ASAP.
Yeah, but Craig, you're not answering the question here. What do you think of her? She's been finance minister for about 2 years now. She's been deputy prime minister for, I believe, longer than that. What kind of a role do you think she's played? Has she been competent? There's no question that she's second in command. In fact, I think increasingly these days, it seems to me she's a spokesperson. Not that she ever answers a question. I was listening to Facebook had a little video today of a conservative member, Brock from Brantford, asking her questions in the committee meeting. There's a committee meeting trying to find out what the justification was for launching the Emergency Measures Act. And so Chrystia Freeland, in the House of Commons, said on several times that the truckers were terrorists being financed by Russia, etc. And so he asked her these. He on several occasions, he quoted directly from Hansard, which is the record of the House of Parliament debates. He quoted directly from Hansard with Christopher Freeland what she had said. And so he said, just for the record, did you actually say that? She refused to answer. She had danced around and danced around and everything. It was unbelievable. I mean, he's just asking her. This is the simplest questions. Here's what Hansard says you said in the House of Commons. We were all there. We heard it. Will you confirm that, in fact, you said this? She wouldn't.
I find that so frustrating, the inability of anybody, you know, in that party to directly answer a question.
It's wild. I mean, that's, as I say, the simplest of questions. Here's what Hansard says you said. Did you actually said it? No, she said, well, our core reason for it's unbelievable. But it seems that's in order to be a prime minister these days, you've got to be able to dance around like that. John, what else have we got from people?
It's
here?
Interesting you brought this up, too, by the way, because I've heard that rumor from the Peter Mansbridge podcast for quite some time that he believes that Trudeau stepped down as well. So there is obviously smoke billowing from a fire somewhere. All right. Elias says Chrystia Freeland has the same ideology as the rest of the Liberal Party and NDP. So that's a no for me. Anne says, I don't think that Freeland is competent, and she is one of the most annoying liberals for me. Let's go to the top of my list, because right from the gate, we had a lot of comments coming in. Mike says, that would be a real joke, even more than what's in there now. Coraline says, happy Red Friday. If you don't stand behind our troops, feel free to stand in front of them. Okay. It's a no for David. He doesn't go on to explain why. We'd love a little bit more detail to your answers, folks. Over to Twitch, Terry says, oh, lol, my blood pressure cannot take much more. Lori says,
no, but folks, once again,
yeah, more info on why.
Yeah, your thoughts. Okay, your very frank thought. Here's one of the few places where you can express how you feel, and that's really what I'm looking for here. What do you think of her as a person, as a leader, as a possible prime minister? No sense in saying, just tell me what you think. What's your feeling when you look at her, when you listen to her, when you read the record? What's your impression? Okay, that's all I'm asking for. What's your impression here? Please, go ahead, John.
All right. Hopefully, those questions will start coming in. So the direct question I've got on the screen: Chrystia Freeland is PM. Your thoughts? Why or why not? So extrapolate on your answers beyond yes or no. That's what we're asking.
Yeah, sure.
And hopefully that will trickle in. But meanwhile, here's what we've got. Lori says no, we cannot have another one like what we have. Sean says
No, that's not the question. That's not the question. Once again, here we go. Don't complain about MPs won't answer a question when you folks won't answer a question. Okay. It's true. It's true. I'm asking a simple, what's your impression of her? That's all I'm asking here. So don't be a politician. Answer the question. Go ahead, John.
Here we go. We got an actual answer from Peter. He says, she could not get elected. She doesn't have the last name Trudeau. I can see Trudeau stepping down. He's waiting for a sweet job offer from, say, the UN, NATO, etc. She is very unprofessional in her job.
Okay, Peter, I respect your point of view. What do you mean unprofessional? What do you find unprofessional here? I'm trying to get to the bottom of this. What do you find her unprofessional? What does that mean? She's not doing the job properly. It's her appearance in Parliament. What is it? Go ahead, John, please.
Lillian says, no, not as PM, but I do like her where she is now. So obviously liking her as finance minister. Interesting. Tony says, let's remember the free trade deal with the U.S. and her abysmal performance in that, as well as her bad-mouthing Trump at that time.
Well, everybody was bad-mouthing Trump. There's nothing novel about
A bit of a pile-on there. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
I thought she was already the prime minister, says Sean, since Drama Boy does nothing, but I hate the thought of the idea of her being prime minister.
But why? Folks, don't be a politician. What's your impression here? It's all right to say, I don't want her as prime minister, but why? What? Do you find her incompetent? Do you find her arrogant? Do you find her mean? Do you find her dumb? What's your impression of the woman? Please, go ahead.
All right, I'm starting to get some of those answers trickling in now. Kathy says, good. I honestly didn't think they could find someone that is less intelligent than Trudeau, but here comes Anne, filling up the screen with her comment. I can't say when I heard Freeland speak either. She always sounds condescending, and the sound of her voice is like listening to scratchy chalk on a chalkboard. To me, that matters. How a leader sounds is just as important as what they do, or at least partly. She is an out-of-touch idiot. I can't believe the response she gave in trying to help people with affordability. I guess her Liberals cannot step down from the green virtue signaling pulpit, even though Trudeau jets around more than a Hollywood celebrity.
That is true. Thank you. Thank you very much. But, good response there. Yeah.
And that took some time to type out, too, so I appreciate that. Right from the get-go, says McCauley, this cabinet and their leader was unqualified for their positions. Can't answer the question other than no, says David. She's assertive and to the point for sure, adds Lillian. Let me see. She talks too slow, like she's trying to convince herself that she's the best, says Lori.
You know what? That's an interesting observation. I'm surprised that no one has mentioned that. I've noticed that as well. It is very freaking frustrating. It's almost as if she, when somebody is asking her a question, that she is speaking down to them, condescending. It's the kind of the way that people would respond to a child. A child asks a question, and you think maybe he doesn't quite understand or she, and so you speak very slow. That I'm surprised that that's the first person who has mentioned that. That's one of the irritants that I find, and the voice itself. But I mean, let's face it, that's the voice God gave her, so you can't really be critical of that. Go ahead.
Craig says, if she says, let me be very clear one more time, I'm going to choke. So he's in on that, too.
That's right. That's a favorite. Let me see. Trudeau's favorite is, we've got your back. And we've got your back. And what's another favorite Trudeau is, we will always be there for you. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Sounds like Whitney Houston, and I will always be. Anyway, for me, it's her appearance, arrogant, and sounds like she's talking to kindergarten classes. Eileen, Mike says, talks like we are in kindergarten. Where was this comment? Every time I hear her speak, she sounds like she's addressing children, says Kim. There you go. That nobody can possibly understand. Caroline says, no, watched a bit of her at the committee yesterday, condescending and not very personable. Every Liberal voter should have to watch the interaction between MP Brock and her.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. I mean, that was really interesting. Brock is getting really irritated, you know, because he's asking her, as I said, a very simple question. Did you, here's what Hansard says you said. Did you actually said it? God. Go ahead.
The number here, 613-413-2217. You can text or you can call. Boo Boo is watching on YouTube. We love you, Boo Boo. Just the name alone. I can't get over that. She can't be PM because she cannot answer a question when one is posed. She answers with other information.
Wait a minute. She certainly can be PM. I mean, we've got a PM. No, I have never heard Trudeau actually answer a question either. This seems to be a criterion to be prime minister. Don't answer any questions. Go ahead, please.
I cannot believe her response to affordability has nothing in it about gas prices, and let's not pretend there's nothing they can do about the taxes on gas. They could, they just don't want to. Out of touch idiots. Joshua says, there'll be just as many people willing to vote Freeland in because she's a female as there were because Trudeau was cute. Equally problematic.
Okay, that's a very interesting observation. One of the things that no one has addressed as yet, how do you think, be honest now, okay? Give us your gut feeling here. Let's not dance around like a politician here. Freeland versus Poilievre. What do you think? Here we've got this woman, finance minister, and we've got this young, brash guy who is seen as like a real wrestler, okay. What do you think? How do you think that would turn out? Let's not give me your hopes, but really, what do you think? And the fact that Christopher Freeland, how important do you think that is in today's world? Go ahead, please, John.
Let's go to email, lowell@blasttheradio.com. Paul writes in to say, regarding PM Freeland, I don't think I could take 4 years of being lectured to as if I'm in grade two and she's the vice principal. Does no one in the government understand that they have an obligation to the people of Canada to explain why they invoke the Emergencies Act? Surely at some point they understand a higher duty than just short-term politics. Have a good weekend from Paul. I cannot believe her response to, no, that was read earlier. Peter says, unprofessional in her mannerisms, lack of ability to be minister, flashing former rebel news reporter. She flashed her former rebel news reporter? Only in the job because of her sex? She used to speak slowly because she briefs JT so he understands she's out of touch with the average taxpayer. Ooh, a few shots in there. Let me see. Kelly says she's unprofessional in many ways. Her mannerism. She's like a brat doll with an annoying voice. She does know how to sit properly when wearing a dress. She always talks down to us. I don't think she would cut it on the world stage when addressing other leaders. Freeland had no problem answering questions when one of the liberal lackeys asked it. Says Coraline.
How do you think that she and Pierre Poilievre, how do you think that battle would end up? Can Poilievre beat Chrystia Freeland? I'd like your assessment of that. Be honest now. Go ahead, John.
First answer to that question comes from Kathy. She says, hands down, Pierre all the way.
Well, yeah, I know that's what you wish, but okay, go ahead.
But tell us why.
Yeah,
I know it's Facebook and I know it takes time to write these things, but tell us why. Or better yet, give us a call and tell us why.
Yeah.
Chris says Pierre for sure and says she has a persona like an old tired bag, or at least that is how she presents herself. Not appealing and sounds incompetent and uncertain when she speaks. Poilievre could appear bullying taking her on. That concerns me because in his repartee.
Yeah, that's great. That's very good. This is difficult for particularly an aggressive man to take on a woman, a smaller woman. And that battle worries me because, I mean, Poilievre is very direct, very blunt, and very honest. And that can be misinterpreted as being very arrogant and, in the case of against women, bullying. It's all very well to go after a fellow man. But when a man goes after a woman, I'm not sure. I'd like some public's assessment of that one. Go ahead, John.
Well, I mean, look how that worked out when Trump went after Hillary.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. I know. It's a slippery slope. It really
now,
is.
Now, the other thing is that would it force, if Chrystia Freeland is his opposition, would it force Pierre to pull back? Would he have to soften some of his answers? In other words, if we had a woman running against him, would it not be quite the Pierre Poilievre that many of us would like to see? That's another consideration. Go ahead, John.
All right. Barry is on the line. 613-413-2217. Barry, go ahead. You're on live with Lowell Green.
What do you think, Barry?
No.
What is that supposed to mean?
What do you think of her?
No, but John, Barry, what do you think of her? What's your candid opinion?
I think she's well intentioned, Lowell, towards the country and the people of the country, but that's number one. But number two is she's a liberal, and it doesn't matter how well intentioned she is. I think that she gets these Gilboes and Butts and all these other people that are in the PMO trying to influence her if she got in there as prime minister, and I don't think it would be much better than Justin. I just think there's
Barry, how do you think she would do in a one-on-one battle with Pierre Poilievre?
I don't think she'd do well at all, Lowell. I think she'd be repeating her answers all the time or not giving an answer or going into the typical liberal self-defense mode of talking in circles, talking a lot and saying nothing. That's the way I describe a liberal.
Okay, thank you, Barry. Interesting. Thank you very much. A word or two here for our good friends up there in Pakenham. One of the things that I very seldom mention is the fact that, yes, Shields does have financing available. It's if you go to the website, you will see if you need some financing or like to inquire about it. And these days, I mean, I mean, a lot of people say, wait a minute, hold it. You know, appliances are going up in cost, no question about it, and I may need some financing. Nothing wrong with that, and they do provide it at Shield. Very good deals as well. And there's still some tremendous savings on many of the appliances. I mentioned a couple of days ago, Electrolux has a tremendous sale, depending upon the number of appliances that you buy. In other words, the more appliances you buy, the greater the discount. You buy five or more appliances from Shields, and there's 20% discount, which is considerable on appliances. A 20% discount is a lot of money off, believe me. Shields, shields.ca. Good people. And I haven't been talking to them recently. With the price of T-bone steaks, I'm not sure if they still can give you a couple of T-bone steaks if you buy a major appliance. But you can ask them. They've got some great T-bone steaks there. And traditionally, if you buy a major appliance, give you a couple of steaks. Ask them if they'll still do that. Tell them that Lowell sent you, and I'll bet you they will. John, what else have we got here?
Tell them John Mulkey sent you, and they'll charge you double. Ha, 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 ha. We've got an incoming call, Lowell. I haven't had a chance to screen it yet. Do you feel ballsy today?
Okay.
All right. You're on the line with Lowell Green. Can we get your name, please?
This is Simon.
Yay. All right, Simon, go ahead. You're on with Lowell.
Thanks for taking the risk.
Yeah, Simon, what's your candid opinion of this woman?
So as far as Chrystia Freeland goes, I think that much as can be same about Justin Trudeau. I think they believe they're better than the average Canadian. And that is not why you serve in politics. You don't get into politics because you think you're better. It's to serve the people. And these people, Freeland and Trudeau, but especially Freeland, I think they have this idea they are much better than the average person. They know better than everyone else, so everyone better just listen or shut up. And that is no way to conduct yourself in politics.
That's a very keen observation. You feel that this is why she dances around and speaks slowly, is that she feels that she's speaking to people who simply aren't too dumb to understand, right?
Well, of course, you're not going to give a real answer to someone who you don't think deserves it.
Good point. Thank you very much, Simon. I appreciate that. It's a very very intelligent assessment.
If I could answer the question about Polyev as well, how Polyev
what's your feeling?
Essentially, if you look at the way he conducted himself during the some of the debates, the conservative leadership debates, Leslyn Lewis attacked him viciously. And he let her go on and speak and yell and scream. And he did not retort. He didn't mention anything back that was ugly. He simply waited his turn, waited for Leslyn Lewis to finish, and then responded promptly after that. So I think
that's a different situation. Yeah, but wait a minute, Simon. That's a different situation. Yeah. Leslyn Lewis is not a real competitor. He knows that he stands no risk from her, so he can let her say whatever he wants, because she's not a factor. Go ahead.
No, that's a good point. But I think, again, if you think it's that would be different with the way he would be dealing with Chrystia Freeland, because you know the liberal way is to attack. And so I think it would be the same situation. If he can keep his cool and just talk about, again, what he wants to do rather than, you know, saying, oh, well, Chrystia Freeland, you're stupid. You don't know anything. You're not giving any real answers. I think he would do just fine, because Freeland would come off as the one who is being very aggressive while he is just talking about himself.
Thank you very much, Simon. Thank you.
Thank you.
John, what else have we got here?
God, I love when Simon calls. What did he say he was yesterday, like 28?
He's very observant and very keen. And not only that, I love him because he actually answers my questions.
And then there's that. Greg says, Lowell got my two appliances Thursday delivered to Pembroke. There you go.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Kirk says, Newfoundland Liberal MPs voted against a conservative motion supporting the seal hunt products to the American market, voting against our own Newfoundland centuries-old culture. He's astounded by that. Barbara says, I believe Pierre would have to soften it a bit. Sadly, it would be worth popcorn to watch that debate, though, where she is so condescending and skirts around any response. Kelly says, I think she believes she's more intelligent than everyone else, but Pierre is a better speaker, more knowledgeable about the issues. He does his research if he doesn't know about something. Why would he have to soften anything? Equal rights. If she's up for the job, she should be able to take the heat. Peter says,
yeah, that's true. That's true. But that's in real life. That's not really the way it works. If a man appears to be too aggressive, many people think that he's bullying. Go ahead, John.
Tony on Facebook says, people, you've seen Pierre answer questions in Parliament. He's sane and he's listenable. Peter says, media always says Pierre is blunt and aggressive, but that's just what the media says. Justin is so wishy-washy. Canadians are tired of wishy-washy bullshit. Bill says, Pierre would eat her alive. Prime Minister, answer the question, yes or no. Over to Anne on Facebook.
Hey, Brock tried that in the committee meeting. This is what Lancer says you said. Did you actually say this, yes or no? Well, no answer. Go ahead.
Darlene loves when Pierre uses a sense of humor when he tries to get a point across.
Yeah, very true. Pierre has a very keen sense of humor, and I think he should use it more often. In fact, the next time I'm talking with him, now I'm sure he gets advice from 1,000 different sources, but not many has been around as long as I have. Yeah, he's got a very good sense of humor, and I think you should use it more. Go ahead, please.
Back to Boo Boo on YouTube, who says, remember Kim Campbell, short-term PCPM. Gender has no influence. Intelligence and honesty does. Anne says, Pierre could be fine with her running as long as he stuck to facts and did not get too personal about her competence. I would love it, but most women who aren't conservatives, even those leaning that way, would not like that.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is the problem. And that is that, and we've gone through this many, many times on this show, the record shows that far more women support the Liberals, and in particular Justin Trudeau, than support the Conservatives, no matter who leads. In fact, in the last election, for every man who voted for Trudeau, about two women did. So this is the problem. And if Chrystia Freeland runs for Prime Minister, with all of those women out there very reluctant to vote Conservative, I'm just wondering what effect that might have. Go ahead, please.
Over to Coraline, who asks, what minister cuts her frickin' toenails in the House of Commons?
Well, I'm not sure what that she was doing. There's a famous picture of her. It looks like, and Lametti, the judge, is looking down at her. It looks like she's cutting her toenails. I'm not sure what it was. Maybe she was swatting a mosquito or something. I don't know.
Okay. It's one thing to be educated and another to let on you're educated, says Todd. Pierre would tear her apart. She's a puppet. Whose puppet? I'm not sure.
Glenn, yeah, but that's what, hold it, but just a minute. You got to think, when you're writing these things, you got to think about it. What do you think the effect would have on women out there who tend to vote Liberal anyway if Pierre Poilievre tore her apart? Ooh, man. Go ahead, please.
I don't know. Glenn says, why the kid gloves when dealing with women in politics? They are in the arena and they need to deal with it.
Why the kid gloves? Because that's reality. We're not dealing with fantasy land. We're dealing with the way people really, really feel. And there are many people, and particularly, I think, women who feel that if a man is getting aggressive with a woman, that he's bullying her. And that's, whether it's right or wrong is not the issue. It's a fact. Go ahead, please.
Joshua adds, if Pierre softened his answers, would he not risk being accused of mansplaining by some? Damned if he does and damned if he doesn't.
That's very true. Very true.
Kathy adds on Facebook, Pierre talks to Canadians, not at them. He respects us as equals, not beneath him. Pierre knows his topics when dealing with them. I find he has more class than Freeland and Trudeau put together. It shouldn't matter who's running, man or woman. Women want to be equal, but only when it benefits them, says Coraline.
But wait a minute. You got to that. Once again, let's deal with reality, not with wishful thinking. Let's deal with reality. Go ahead, please.
Definition of a woman. I'm not a biologist. Biden's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court.
You know what? I couldn't care less what Biden does. We spend far too much time in this country worrying about American politics. Go ahead, please.
Anne says, you cannot say it does not matter how a woman is treated in politics. For the media, that is fodder for an attack that they are bullying them.
Yeah, that's the problem. Go ahead, please. Yes.
Yep, it's the optics. Eileen says, I just hope Pierre is gentle with her because the media will jump on him. Terry over on Twitch says she's always flirting and flitting and jumping around like her nerves are twitching. Also, bobblehead, yes, every time Trudeau speaks. It's very annoying. People are tired of being lied to from Liberals who are propped up by the NDP. People don't vote for that, says Chris.
We're getting away from the
Some of these questions may have been from earlier, too, though, Laura.
Yeah,
as I scroll through, keep that in mind.
I'm looking for your personal, we've had some good ones,
yep,
personal opinion of the woman. I think the thing that most people are saying is that she's arrogant. She feels as I think someone else said, superior to the rest of us and talks down to us. I think that's the main complaint. One last go here, John.
All right, last word goes to you, Kathy, on Facebook. I'm a woman and I'm a conservative. I respect Pierre, and I think women who understand politics would stand by Pierre when debating Freeland.
Yeah, what women or men, how many people understand politics? Not too many. Go ahead.
I thought that was the last word. I wasn't ready.
Oh, one more.
One more. Keep going, he says. All right. Terry says, yes, it's like a bulldog, Pierre, against a chihuahua. Chrissy. Let me see. The Canadian version of Kamala Harris in the U.S., adds Glenn. Her voice is like fingernails on a blackboard. She makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck, says Eileen. When answering questions, she's so condescending, boot her to the curb. So there we go.
Condescending. I think that if there's one word to sum up this sentiment, I think it's condescending.
I would agree.
Thank you all. Thank you all, folks. We will be back. Today is Friday.
Yeah.
So we will be back Monday. Have a good weekend.
The Lowell Green Show is seen and heard live around the world at 2 p.m. Eastern. Connect with us online at blasttheradio.com/Lowell Green. Can't join us live? Download the Lowell Green Podcast. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Ask your smart speaker to play the Lowell Green Podcast. This is a production of blasttheradio.com.